you're tender. Who started out so young and strong, only to surrender.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. When we say a better deal, we mean it. Spring into Honda North today and test drive the 2018 Honda Fit. Named the best subcompact car for the money by U.S. News. Buying or leasing, we've got a better deal waiting for you at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You stole my treasure like a pirate. Welcome to our grassroots show, The Rock Station 97.7, and our 2018 Grassy Nomination Show. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions and Shady Lady Studio, and you just heard our reigning champions. They're not done yet. They've got a whole another month to wear that crown. That's the Needs Hotel Band and their song Drag Me Down Low, which was voted by you, the listeners out there, and the listeners of The Rock Station 97.7 as the Grassy Award winners. You voted for their song last year and couldn't have happened to a finer group of gentlemen in the Needs Hotel Band.
Yeah, that was fun presenting that to them for sure. We had a good time with that. We played a little prank on them. Got Limat Productions involved on that and kind of faked a power outage.
Yeah, it's
and they're just like, oh, this happens. This is our luck. We're so cursed, you know. And I was like,
oh, and they were right in the middle of just kicking it too, just awesome. Banging it. And there's John Vento standing there, and I'm grabbing the mic from him so that I could fake the power outage, but also so that I could announce the fact that they had just won the Grassy Award.
That was so fun.
That was good stuff. And that's what'll happen possibly again this year, or maybe not. I don't know. We've got 12 nominees, Utah, that we're going to bring your way tonight and reveal them a couple at a time here. Right now, we have a 58% chance of having the Grassy Award presented at this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground, July 13th and 14th. So roughly that means about 7 of the 12 nominees this year are going to be at Band Jam.
Well, and you'll have to be at the Band Jam to see if that happens or not.
Yeah, because it could be for the first time in our history. It's voted on by you, the listeners. We don't control this. We just book the bands, and it just happens to be ironic that some of them are connected to the Band Jam, but it might be somebody that's not there. Who knows?
And if there's not, we'll have to figure that out, because we don't know what we're going to do then.
Yeah, what prank we're going to pull. I don't know, fly them in, be our grassroots helicopter, you know?
Calling all sponsors.
Jeez. Well, let's get at it here, and we're going to start out the night in real no particular order. We've done these in alphabetical order. We've done them in a variety of different ways. But tonight we're going to kick off with some of the bands that have never been nominated before, because we do have some bands that you're going to hear tonight that have been nominated, and we have one past champion involved in the show here this year. Now, one thing that we need to bring forth is the Needs Hotel Band cannot be nominated this year. That's one of the rules that when we first created this award 5+ years ago, we decided, okay, once you win it that year, you'll be eligible again, but you can't be a repeat consecutive winner. So the Needs Hotel Band is ineligible for this year, but they could be back in the docket next year. So who knows who's going to be on the list here from previous wins.
It could be Highway 4, or it could be Shagdog Melonhead, or The Shiners, or Anger the Ant. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
You have to listen to this show.
That's right. So let's get kicked off. And the first band we're going to present to you tonight is a band that actually made their debut last year at the Band Jam, and they're going to be there this year.
Yeah, excited to have them back. This is one of them CDs that was stuck in my CD player for a very long time. A big fan of it, and thought it was pretty cool to see them make the cut. They were on my list, and apparently the staff and everybody here at the station agreed. That's Juvenile Characteristics, and their song Bound.
And, you know, it was amazing to watch last year when they played at the Band Jam, because I was curious. I had never seen them either. The buzz that they created in the crowd, they had people hopping and people talking about it afterward. That always makes a mark. And I think that's why it kind of stuck with our staff here. People were there at the Band Jam last year, and they saw the buzz that people got from Juvenile Characteristics. So pretty cool stuff. And we'll follow that up with a band that is actually going to make their debut at Band Jam this year. Literally, their debut. There's some very well-seasoned musicians, though, that have been around for a long time, but they've put together an effort. And actually, they've been doing this in a really cool way that you don't always experience in a local music scene. They're creating the masterpiece of an album first, and then they're going to tour behind it as their debut. So when you hear them for the first time, everybody's going to hear them for the first time. Although you've been hearing some of their songs as they leak them out of the Meat Locker recording studio, and they're named after the Meat Locker recording studio. Basically, they are Meat Hook, and we're going to play their songs Still Around here tonight. So it's Juvenile Characteristics and Meat Hook back-to-back, the first two nominees of our Grassy Nomination Show 2018 on The Rock Station 97.7.
He was just a kid with a mind so full of wonder. Back when he knew he could, oh, he was so much younger. So the years rolled quickly by. That twinkle in his eye slowly began to die. Listen when you ask why, oh why, oh. We're bound by what we know, so it's time. He was sold, he wasn't smart.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Again, a great thank you to the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler, helping to present our Grassy Nomination Show and our weekly Grassroots Show here every Sunday night on The Rock Station, 97.7. We're very honored and pleased that a band that created something out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio is a Grassy nominee this year. That seems to be kind of a mainstay of recent years, too. But a brand new group, Meat Hook, and Juvenile Characteristics, the first two nominees here as we present 12 nominees. And at 8 o'clock tonight, when the show is wrapping up, you're going to go on our website, 977rocks.com, and you'll be able to start to vote. One vote a day and through the end of June.
Yeah, and I think as we make our way through the list here tonight, you're going to see just how diverse of a list this is as well. This really represents quite a wide spectrum of the local music scene.
Well, let's take a look at this next segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. They're located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. They're a refreshingly perfect place to stop by and enjoy a great bite to eat. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. through the nighttime hours, and they have the 24-ounce man can special, too, that you can enjoy. So thanks to the Rainbow Inn sponsoring this segment, and no better sample of diversity right here coming your way. And ironically, we're going to be talking about a musician and her band and another musician and her band, two different ends of the spectrum, but pretty cool, this segment featuring female vocalists. And we'll kick it off with Miss Freddy from her latest album. She traveled the country to make this album happen, and you can hear it in the production. It's a fantastic album, very well written. And, of course, longtime musician in Western Pennsylvania, Miss Freddy, fantastic vocals. She knows how not only to use her vocals, but I think knows how to really kind of infectiously go through a song and present it to you.
It's a fun album. And she's just a fun person, and it comes through without a doubt.
Yeah.
And, so that's kind of covering the blues spectrum there. And then, we're, like you said, we're going to kind of shift gears here a little bit and get a little heavy and a little harder. And these guys dropped their album last July. And, I'd listened to it, and then it kind of went back on the stack. And I pulled it back out last fall and was just like, wow, I was really missing out. This is some great stuff. The album was 714. The band is Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. And their song, Milk of Amnesia.
All right, we'll do Milk of Amnesia after Miss Freddy fixes us all.
It's
the Grassy Nomination Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
You come home tired, been working all day. You need a nurse to take those aches away. Miss Freddy's gonna fix you. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Freddy's gonna fix you. I'll fix you up fine. I'll take you in. Look after you. You'll be a new man before I'm through. Miss Freddy's gonna fix you. I said I would, baby. Miss Freddy's gonna fix you. Uh-huh. Leave your troubles. You were fine. Quit drinking that poison, popping them pills. All the stuff only adds to your ill. You need a woman with a heart of gold who'll fix you up a bowl of soup for your soul. Yeah. Stick with me, baby. Is everything gonna be alright? We'll be right back.
with me anytime. It'll be all right. Morning, noon, and night, sugar. You come home tired, been working all day. You need a nurse to take those aches away. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. I said I would, honey. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. Uh-huh. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. We'll fix you.
Dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. Thanks to the Rainbow Inn presenting our previous segment that featured Miss Freddie, and Miss Freddie's going to fix you. Fist fight in the parking lot, Milk of Amnesia. And our next segment here brought to you by our friends. That is, well, they are right on the hill, or high on the hill, and right on the price, that is. And they're right at the top of South Main Street Hill and Rockenstein Avenue, a friendly little location that's been around for many, many years. And you want to talk about, you know, you go back to happy days and, you know, the butcher. Everybody went to see the butcher and got the best cuts of meat, and that would set up their week. This is what Bros' Superette is all about. They're your local butcher. You stop in, they've got great cuts of meat. You know, Jimmy's up there cutting them up 3 o'clock in the morning getting ready for you and tackling the day ahead with great selections that you can grill out, that you can put on your home skillet or whatever, cook up all kinds of different vittles. And they've got some great selections, too. And if you need to stop quickly for something to add to your meal, this is the perfect place to stop. Rose's Superette, we thank them for the sponsorship here tonight. It is our Grassy nomination show, and we move on to another band that actually is making their first appearance on our Grassy nomination list. But they're a band, I guess, you know, when I think of people that have had longevity in Western Pennsylvania music, you know, I think of Miss Freddy, who was in the last segment. And I also think of this band. They've been around for a long time. They've made a lot of noise on the national scene, too, and they always seem to be regionally touring. And that's a band called The Common Heart. And we played a song of theirs a few months, a while back, on the Grassroots show. And lo and behold, it made its way into the regular rotation. And that's kind of the qualifications, just to give you an idea of this award. This is a song, or these are songs that are not just played on Sunday night, but they're songs that the rock station 97.7 has deemed good enough caliber to be in a regular rotation to stand up against all of the national acts that are played on 97.7. And The Common Heart are one of those with their song, I'm a Ram.
Sounds good. And we are going to follow that up with the next one. And these guys have been on the list before. One of the first bands we actually ever played on, yeah, on the Grassroots show, and that is Doppler Effect. And I hear this song a lot, and it gets requested a lot, and here it is back on the list again, and that is Talking About Lightning.
Yeah, three-time nominees, Doppler Effect. Could this be the year for them? I don't know. Utah doesn't know. Bob doesn't know. Nobody else at the radio station knows, because it's in your hands, the listeners. And you can start voting as of 8 o'clock tonight, 977rocks.com. But let's listen in to The Common Heart and Doppler Effect tonight on the Rock Station Grassy Nomination Show.
Drive on, baby, until I get in there. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Nomination Show here tonight. So far, we've heard from Juvenile Characteristics and their song Bound, Meat Hook, Still Around, Miss Freddy, Miss Freddy's Gonna Fix Ya, Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, Milk of Amnesia, The Common Heart, I'm a Ram, and Doppler Effect, Talking About Lightning. And folks, we're just halfway there. Six nominees in, six nominees to go, and, well, the next two groups that we're going to present to you are two groups that will be at Band Jam this year. One of them has been nominated each and every year that we have had a Grassy Award. The other is a past winner.
Yep, and they didn't win last year, because if you recall, you cannot be back-to-back winners, but, you know, you're ineligible the year after you win. Mm-hmm. So this was, you know, obviously, in one of the first 4 years that this group won.
Yeah, we're talking about Anger the Ant, past winners, past champions. They're back this year with another song from that debut album. And I'll tell you, there was quite a bit of debate on really, I don't think there was a debate on whether Anger the Ant was going to make it. It was what song is going to make it. And it came down through the staff and eventually worked its way down that it was going to be their song, All of Me, from Anger the Ant, that's nominated this year.
I think that's an appropriate choice, and that's an album that came out of the Meat Locker recording studio, too. So
that's right.
Jim produced that and recorded it. And good stuff. And, well, we've got a brand new CD that's going to drop this summer.
During
the next
band Jam, quite possibly.
Exactly. Yeah, we're actually going to have them on the show here shortly, and they're going to discuss that. And we are honored that they are going to drop the CD at the Band Jam, but that's the Highland Brothers Band.
Five-time nominees with this particular nomination. They are the only band to ever be nominated every year of our Grassy Award, which is pretty cool.
Yep, and the song that is being nominated is off that brand new CD, which you'll be able to get at the Band Jam. So there you go. There's yet another reason to come, and that is Roll Your Windows Down.
So roll the windows down and crank it up loud. It's Anger the Ant and Highland Brothers Band, back-to-back nominees. Both will be at the Band Jam. You can see them perform live. Will they get the award? Well, I don't know. That's up to you, the listeners. And you get to start voting at 8 o'clock tonight, 977rocks.com.
But it's your mind that got me, and it's alright, alright. Cause you're like the wind that follows me, your love covers all of me, all of me.
kiss. With me, you're taking on my mind. And when you cry, oh, wipe the tears and say it's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. 'Cause you're like the rain that follows, that follows me. Your love comes out of me, out of me. You're the way, yeah, that swallows me without you. Right inside of me, out of me, yeah. Oh, out of me, out of me, yeah. Out of me, out of me, yeah. Out of me, out of me, yeah. Out of me, out of me.
I'm a dreamer dreaming like it's real, and I ain't got nothing let in the night. Only the window holds down if the song's too loud. Roll your window down, let in the night. Roll your windows, leave it God forsaken town. I don't care. Roll your windows down. Wanna get higher.
The Rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings? Oh, man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Don't miss out on some of the fun at Steamworks Creative, Route 8 south of Butler in the Gibsonia area. Of course, you can catch a Steamworks session every Tuesday night beginning at 7:30, hosted by Mary Lou Scherter. It has a featured artist and an open stage. And all next weekend, they've got events going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Washboard Tony has let us know that Saturday, June 2nd, he'll be at the Lindora Hotel, 7:30 to 9. You can also catch him at the Full Moon Saloon in Bakerstown Friday night, June 1st at 8 p.m. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, the Rock Done Right Tour hits the Winfield Township Community Days in Cabot. Stop by for some fun and local music on Saturday, June 2nd. Later that day as well, the Noble Hops Band will be performing at the U.S. Military Vets MC Ride at the American Legion Post 18 in Slickville. Then coming up on June 9th, the Noble Hops Band will be at the Butler Farm Market at 9 a.m. That's the Farmer's Market down on the island. And later that day at the Recon Brewing for Jeep Fest. It's all happening Saturday, June 9th. And don't forget the latest Thunder at the Barn Bike Night will be coming up on June 20th. This one will feature Mary Lou Scherter, $2 tacos, Coors Light, Twisted Tea specials, giveaways, and Gatto Harley-Davidson at the Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, and our 2018 Grassy Award Nomination Show. We're presenting you all 12 of the nominees, and at 8 o'clock tonight, you get to start voting on them at 977rocks.com. And this next segment is brought to you by our friends at P&W Construction. We appreciate their support week in and week out of this local music show. And this local music thing that we do, the Grassroots Show, we present these songs, and some of the songs that get played, not every one of them that we play every Sunday night, makes sort of the cut. According to the programmers of the Rock Station 97.7, certain ones that really emerge out of the show and go, wow, and connect with people and are very well produced and well done, they get eventually shoved over into regular rotation. And right now we've got roughly about 180 of those songs in regular rotation. And out of that,
The staff decides there are a dozen that are worthy to be up for this particular award, the Grassy Award nomination. We put the nominations up. You vote on them through the end of June, and we announce the winner, whoever that may be, at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year.
Yeah, the rules are pretty simple. That's it. And, yeah, there's a lot of debate that goes back and forth. You produce a list. I do as well, and the staff here does. And, you know, things affect that. Obviously, if, you know, Jay is getting requests for a certain song during the day, that's going to stick in his head. So, you know, that might be a song that shows up on his list, mm-hmm. or he sees it on, you know, on the list, and he goes, I vote for that. So it makes a difference to get involved with the local radio station that supports local music back. Just throwing that out there.
Absolutely. And, well, we've been talking about diversity so far tonight. Here's a kind of a diverse ends of the spectrum, but also two groups or bands or musicians that are going to be at Band Jam this year. And we're going to start out with Mr. Jeff Fetterman, talk about somebody that's made some national noise. He's been down at the International Blues Competition in Memphis. He was a semifinalist this past year. Going to be back there again next year because he won a spot, basically. I mean, this is a guy from Northern Pennsylvania that has made a lot of noise in his time, and he played the first ever Band Jam Grassroots Music
Festival. Yes, he did, and we are thrilled that he's going to come back and play our sixth one. And he's got some great, great songs out. I think he's had every time he's been nominated, it's been a different song.
Yeah.
So, and this song's first time on the list, and that's Paradise.
Jeff Fetterman, who is a three-time nominee, and he'll be at the Band Jam this year. Making their Band Jam debut is a two-time now nominee, and they're going to be one of the headliners of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and most deservedly so. I was almost giddy when Utah produced the final list. Okay, we talk about Band Jam names and bands in the same form we do the nominations as well, but when you said, all right, Skell's booked, man, I about jumped through the roof.
Yes, they're going to headline Friday night, and just what a great group of guys. We had them, Mikey Pallone, on the show not too long ago, and we had Walter Wright on way back in our first year, I think. He had just joined Skell, I believe, at that time. But yeah, this is going to be fun. Looking forward to it. You know, you're packing your sleeping bag and your tent and all that. Throw a helmet in too while you're at it, because we're gonna throw down a little bit. But the same song that was nominated last year, "Everything's Fine," is on the list again. So,
and this came from their album they released last year, and it's fantastic stuff. Hey, you know, when you even get my wife looking at the radio when this song is playing and going, "Wow, that is awesome!" And then you see it live, wow! Yeah, you got to see it live. Come on to the Band Jam. July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. You'll get to see these guys jam that song live. And here they are, Jeff Fetterman and Skell. More nominations on the Grassy Nomination Show tonight, the Rock Station 97.7. Well, we're down to the final two. 10 are in, 2 more to go. We're talking Grassy nominations here tonight. You just heard Skell's "Everything Fine." You can take the helmet off now. We'll kind of relax a little bit here. Jeff Fetterman in the mix there. And so far tonight, you've heard Juvenile Characteristics, Bound, Meat Hook, Still Around, Miss Freddy's Gonna Fix You from Miss Freddy, Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, Milk of Amnesia, I'm a Ran from The Common Heart, Doppler Effect, Talking About Lightning, Anger the Ant, All of Me, The Highland Brothers Band, Roll Your Windows Down, Jeff Fetterman, Paradise, Skell, Everything's Fine. We've got two more to go. And, both of them are past nominees, and one of the two are going to be at Band Jam this year. Both were nominees last year, as a matter of fact, and one of these is going to be one of our special guests coming up, because they're dropping a new album, so there might be a whole nother list of songs you'll be paying attention to for next year's Grassy nominations.
Yeah, and that's Rob Rausch, who goes by the name of Acoustic Fingers, and he's really generated a lot of buzz, too, ever since he's rolled into regular rotation on this show, so that's pretty cool. And he's got quite a fan base in the area, too, I'm learning. I got a very interesting voicemail from a fan of his here not too long ago that just was telling me that we just need to play more Acoustic Fingers and that we need to book him everywhere and everything.
Cool.
And I was like, I had to call this guy back.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Look, man, I just had him at my bike night. I just had him again. What are you yelling at me for?
Well, you got to love the passion, right?
Yeah, I do.
And you know,
cool.
And I know when I first you know, was turned on to Raul. We had visited with him, and then we had him at Band Jam and got to see him perform. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't take his CD out of my vehicle for 2 weeks. I was playing it constantly. So I'm hoping the new album, we're going to be feeling the same way. But this was an interesting debate. This was another one. I went back to, you know, there's bands that seem to pop up on the Band Jam or the grassroots list every year. And I mentioned earlier Anger the Ant. The entire staff, there was no question Anger the Ant was going to be nominated. I think the Highland Brothers band kind of fell into that. Maybe the Doppler effect stuff, too, because there's so many different ones. This was another act that, because of that buzz that you referred to, I think everybody that voted on our staff to create the nomination list said Acoustic Fingers. It was just a matter of what song's going to be nominated, and that came down to some pretty significant debate. But it ended up being Damn Good Woman for Rob and Acoustic Fingers, so we'll spin that. And then two-time nominees in a band that's, my goodness, I don't think they have left their tour bus or whatever they're traveling in right now for literally months right now.
The van. Yeah, this is I love this song. And talk about live performances, this is actually one of my favorite songs to see and hear live. And that's Miracle Man by the Hawkeyes. I just love it when they throw down with that.
Yeah, and you know, talk about a great live band. Talk about excitement they create it. And we're very honored to have them as part of the nomination list again here this year. This was a nomination last year. And I remember last year they had a couple of songs that got debated much in the style we just mentioned, Acoustic Fingers.
Yeah, similar thing. And I think Miracle Man I had on my list last year and it didn't make it. It was Had Enough. The staff and everybody else was, I think you and I had Miracle Man. Yeah. Everybody else was Had Enough. But this year, Miracle Man came through. So, well, what a miracle.
How about it? Hey, let's check it out. So there you go. Juvenile Characteristics, Meat Hook, Miss Freddy, Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, The Common Heart, Doppler Effect, Anger the Ant, Highland Brothers Band, Jeff Fetterman, Skell, Acoustic Fingers, and the Hawkeyes. And you get to vote as of right now, 977rocks.com.
Do your local duty. Vote.
Vote and show up to the Band Jam and find out who wins. Have yourselves a great rest of your Memorial Day weekend, and thank you for all of the support you give to these local musicians, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a vote. That's the biggest thing you can do for them right now. 977rocks.com. Check it out. It's the Grassroots Show and our nomination show for the Grassy here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
10 steps away from heaven, babe, I'll set you free, alright. Well, wouldn't it be nice making love to you, baby? Will it be like paradise? And I'll be here
fishing.